the greatest lover I've ever had.
It helps. I practice a lot when I'm alone.
Yo, that's him right up there. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you are watching me on the telly. Seeing me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting. Children dying every day. My name is Nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Oh. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll see
your name you. Is I'll see you.
I'll change if you vote me in as a president of your soul. I live in the ghetto. You just come to visit me round election time. Hi. My name is Secluded. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You cause your own country to fall.
I believe in total equality between man and woman, but that equality can only come about when the female partner is willing to confess her total inferiority.
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Definitely give him a little extra beating for me.
I think he's still going to be as curious by the time we're done with him.
I think that he's going to be crawling after us begging for more.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
We're traveling back in time nearly a half century with this week's episode of the Tears of the Gods. Yeah, it's one of my Tears of the Gods Sounds of the 70s sub-series. This episode is a double feature. We've got the British supergroup Bad Company, plus songs from Stevie Wonder's 1972 album Talking Book. We began that set with one of my favorite songs from Paul Simon. The other one would be Celia. Yeah, that was me and Julio down by the schoolyard. And there have been a lot of cool covers of that song. But that original version is just incredible. There's so many different sounds and things going on, and the lyrics are like a net grabbing you with their ambiguity. And then we heard another clip from All in the Family and Archie Bunker, that meathead. And then a canonical example of the MXR Phase 100 guitar effects pedal in action, is wielded by Keith Richards in the Rolling Stones song Shattered from their Some Girls album. And then Bad Company with Feel Like Making Love, and Woody Allen explaining how he became the world's greatest lover. Followed by a public service announcement about the sounds of gun crimes. And then Stevie Wonder with, yeah, a song from Talking Book, Big Brother. And then Rob Reiner, he was in All in the Family before he became famous. Well, he was famous with that, yeah, but he went on to do many other things, including Spinal Tap. That series of mockumentaries. Then it was AC/DC and a very deep cut from their Highway to Hell album, Walk All Over You. A historical audio clip, Richard Nixon announcing his resignation in 1974, and local bad boys gone big, Aerosmith, with Draw the Line. So, over in Arlington, this weekend, they're having the Arlington Jazz Festival. This is its 11th year. And it started yesterday. And it's going to be going on, well, this evening. But tomorrow, there's going to be three performances. And then on Sunday, the headline concert is going to be over at the Regent Theater. For further information about the Arlington Jazz Festival, including how to purchase tickets, just go over to their website, arlingtonjazz.org. I also wanted to mention that for those of us who live underneath the Logan Runway 33L RNAV flight paths, it's been a pretty noisy afternoon and evening with planes coming as frequently as one per minute. The FAA's solution to their problems of increased airplane noise from adding all the airplane flights as they expanded Logan Airport was to hyper-concentrate all of the pollution onto a relatively small group of people. And if you happen to be one of those victims of the airplane noise, and you want to figure out how to complain and see if anything can be done, you can go to logannoise.org. And there's information there, as well as a archived WMFO news report on the airplane noise problem. So, yep, logannoise.org. So, there, two public service messages. And let's just mention once again that we're having a donations drive going. And if you want to give us money, you can go to WMFO and click on the donations drive tab. Also, it's important to, if you're going to give us money, to mention that it's for WMFO and not to go into the Big Tufts general purpose fund. Well, let's get going with another set. And of particular note, we're going to be hearing a Pink Floyd song from their album Metal. Also, some Frank Zappa, something from his Joe's Garage album, talking about Catholic girls. Again, Chuck Hughes disclaimer certainly applies. And something from Rush's 2112 album, also a deep cut, A Passage to Bangkok. And, we're going to close it with another deep cut from Judas Priest's Live Unleashed in the East album. And let's start things off with our featured artist Bad Company with their biggest hit in their career, which was also very instrumental in my guitar playing, because Mick Rouse used an open C tuning. And I misunderstood exactly how he was doing that. And like musical mistakes can sometimes happen, it led to some incredible breakthroughs for me as a musician. So here's Bad Company's biggest hit ever. Can't Get Enough, in case you didn't already know that. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community radio.
I can't get enough of your love. ridiculous. I got a million facts on my fingertips.
That's right. They don't mean a thing, right? Because nothing worth knowing can be understood with the mind. You know what I mean? Everything really valuable has to enter you through a different opening. I feel like it's a disgusting imagery.
I really don't agree at all. Where would we be without rational thought?
I don't know. You rely too much on your brain. The brain is the most overrated organ.
I know. You probably think I'm too cerebral.
Well, you are, you know, kind of on the brainy side. What's the difference what I think about you? God knows what you must think about me.
Well, I think you're fine. Are you kidding? I mean, you do have a tendency to get a little hostile, but I find that attractive.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad you do.
Basement, Barbara Riley's a fairy, but it don't bother Mary.
Have all that gown
at the scene.
seem to know. Hip, hip, hooray for all the class they show. There's no
Nathan Snyder and Boston Love. remember that woman?
Yeah, I sure do. That's Belle Brown. We used to call her Hot Chocolate. She had the softest eyes. She had these big old round, brown, firm. You know, she would do this little trick with her mouth where she would...
It's my mother, man. I think it accounts for the little girl.
Hey, the little girl is fine. Jesus, she's what you look at the little girl.
Oh, sure, I understand. Believe me, 16 years old, no possible threat at all.
Uh-huh, she's 17, she's gonna be 8. You know, sometimes you have a losing personality, Mary.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and no, not this week. It's been a Tears of the Gods. That's what it's been. The Tears of the Gods sound collage. And we've been doing the Sounds of the 70s sub-series. And this week we featured the British band Bad Company plus songs from Stevie Wonder's 1972 Talking Book album. And we kicked off that last set, which was over half an hour, with Bad Company, Can't Get Enough, and then Pink Floyd, One of These Days. And if you listen carefully, you hear him say, not Pink Floyd, you hear the vocalist say, one of these days I'm going to chop you up into tiny little pieces. Then it was Frank Zappa and Catholic Girls, followed by Rush and A Passage to Bangkok from their 2112 album. Judas Priest, Exciter from their Live in Japan album, Unleashed in the East. Then our final selection from Stevie Wonder's Talking Book, Maybe Your Baby. Our final little bit from Woody Allen's Manhattan, talking about the little girl with Diane Keaton. And then Led Zeppelin finished us off with the Wonton song. Andrew is here, who's going to be filling in for Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod. And I'm looking forward to listening to Andrew's program as I make my late night dinner. So stay tuned here on WMFO, and thanks for listening. I'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.